There is little such optimism in the Middle East. U.S. Envoy George Mitchell spent much of 2009 conferring with the Israelis, the Palestinians, and other regional players without concrete signs of progress. The Gaza Strip remains especially volatile. The Islamic group Hamas rules Gaza, but Israel maintains a blockade on the territory. Activists from around the world gathered in Cairo this week to protest the blockade. They'd planned to march in Gaza, but Ursula Lindsay reports that most of them were detained in Cairo instead.
Viva, viva Palestina!
Foreign activists from 43 countries were camped out in Cairo's main square today. They had a message for the Egyptian government. The Egyptian authorities have allowed only 84 of the 1,400 activists into Gaza. The Free Gaza March was supposed to mark the one-year anniversary of Israel's three-week offensive against the Gaza Strip. Gaza remains under a blockade. Israel controls the airspace, sea access, and most of the entry points into the enclave. One of the activists is American Hedy Epstein, an 85-year-old Holocaust survivor. She started a hunger strike 3 days ago.
The goal is to break the siege of Gaza, which has been going on for way, way too long. Gaza seems to be the largest open-air prison in the world. Very little can come in. Very little can come out. There are students who have scholarships to go to universities in other countries and can't go. There are very sick people who need medical care, and they can't get out.
Egypt controls the Rafah border and imposes severe restrictions on who and what can enter and exit Gaza. It's also building a controversial steel wall along the border to prevent smuggling. Such actions have provoked criticism throughout the Arab world. But Egypt mistrusts Hamas and considers controlling its border with Gaza a matter of national security. Egyptian Foreign Minister Ahmed Abu Ghait told the Al Jazeera TV channel this week that the foreign activists are conspiring against Egypt. But Palestinian-American activist Ali Abu Nima says nothing could be further from the truth.
People did not come to Cairo with the goal of protesting Egypt or making trouble in Egypt. If Egypt lifted the siege, there would be no need to talk about Egypt's role. And so it's really Egypt that is highlighting its own role in maintaining the siege of Gaza.
Abu Nima says the protests have worked, if only because they've shown the world how difficult it is for anyone to enter Gaza. For The World, I'm Ursula Lindsay in Cairo.